One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to be reading to you from Genesis chapter number 1, verse 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters, the upper ones from the lower ones. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. 8. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Next. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass. Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Now, the Bible doesn't say he created. Look at it. He said, let the earth bring forth grass. And it did. Apparently, there had been grass before. You see it? Okay. Next verse. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. Next. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Okay. And God made two great lights. This is very important. That means these particular ones were not there before. And God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. He made the stars also. Glory to God. So there were other lights already. There were other lights. We already saw he talked about different lights. And then now he distinguishes between those lights, the stars, and these two great lights. No wonder when they talk about the galaxies, they tell us about the several moons for different planets. Okay? And of course, the stars are uncountable. And the several different planets they talk about, these scriptures just help us understand very easily. Glory to God. Okay, maybe we'll read one or two more verses. 17. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Next. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that had life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created whales, great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw. Did you notice? And God created great whales. I said, notice when he just commands something to come up, and when he makes or creates. Praise God. Okay, now let's look at another thing. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. Wow. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beasts of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. That's remarkable. No, go back there. Just a second. I want you to notice this. Look at something. And God said, let us make man in our image. Are you following this? There's a little debate. I can explain something to you after today. Then it says, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. The part I want you to notice is the authority he gives to man here. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth. Don't miss that. Over all the earth. That includes all the minerals and all the metals, everything. And it says, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Wow. 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Okay, go to chapter 2. Let's begin from verse 1. Genesis chapter 2 from verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. Mm-hmm. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Notice, created and made. Two different things, right? Okay. Now, when it says created, it means to bring into the material world without any, from nothing. It means to make something out of nothing. Okay? That's the word that's translated create or created. Then made is to squeeze into shape from pre-existing material. Okay? Those are the Hebrew words used. They are different. All right, next verse. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Okay? And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, watch now, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. And there was not a man to till the ground. So, even though God had given his word for these plants to come up, he says they hadn't showed up because rain hadn't come yet. But the potentials were in the earth. Because God's word said so, they were there, waiting for God to command the rain to come. Look at it again. Look at it again. It says, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. It's telling us the generations of his creation, how things, the order of things. Now let's go to the next verse. It'll clarify further. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. You see it? Okay, next. And the Lord God formed man Now, he gives us man's story. In chapter 1, God said, let's do it. Then, that's in verse 26. In verse 27, he says, so God created. Now, he's going to form the man. The creation of man and the forming of man are two different things. When he created man, man was a spirit being. Until God squeezed man into shape from the dust of the ground. Okay, that's what he now describes for you. The creation is in verse 27 in chapter 1, but the forming of man is what he describes now. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Hallelujah. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Wonderful. Okay, so that takes us to another area. But did you catch it so far? Okay, let's go back to verse 3. When God began this creation and recreation, what actually happened? Chapter 1, verse 3. Chapter 1. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Verse 2 tells us the Holy Spirit's presence was there first. And it says the Holy Spirit hovered over like an incubation. Now, for how long he did that, we don't know. But he was there. So we find that when God began this creation, two things were necessary. The first one was the presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.